This is STPB News. Good evening, I'm Jeremy Ludeman. U.S. Secretary of the Air Force Heather Wilson returns to South Dakota later this month to speak about computers and war. The former president of the South Dakota School of Mines and Technology will deliver a lecture on June 25th at 7 p.m. Mountain Time at Rapid City's Journey Museum. The event is sponsored by Dakota State University's Classics Institute. On STPB's In the Moment, DSU's Joseph Bottom says he reached out to Wilson about being a main speaker as part of a lecture series.
Where we consider how computers have changed various professions and various pursuits might be yours if you came and talked about war. And how the very practice of war has been influenced by the digitizing of everything. And she replied that she had actually had this in mind and been thinking about this and worrying about, you know, the consequences of things like arming artificial intelligence with lethal weapons. And as a consequence, she seized the opportunity.
The event is free and open to the public. Seating for the event is limited to the first 150 people who register. Those interested in going to the lecture should visit the Journey Museum's website for additional information. There have been two moose sightings in southeast South Dakota. The animals were spotted Sunday in the southern part of Mitchell and this morning within Mitchell's city limits. Even though moose sightings are not totally uncommon, they tend to arrive seasonally. Andy Peterson is a state wildlife conservation officer. He says the moose that tend to wander into city limits are yearling juveniles. They tend to disperse from the bigger group to where there are fewer moose. Peterson says in case of a moose sighting, citizens should immediately call police and, yeah, do not try to pet or take photos with them. Tornado watch in effect for Union County until 11 Central Time. Storms possible far southeast this evening become mostly clear later in East River. Partly cloudy for most of the west. Showers possible up in the northwest. Lows from 45 to 55 degrees. Good evening.